Warning. The opinions of this show do not reflect any encouragement to partake in tobacco use. We are all aware of the dangers of cigarettes, and the opinions in this show do not reflect any of that of Big Tobacco. They are entirely the opinions of an idiot who chooses to do so on his own behalf.
Smoke if you got 'em.
Light it up.
Because I didn't vote for Bloomberg.
Here's to feeling good all the time.
And hello and welcome back to another episode of Spencer is Smoking. I know on the last episode we said that we took a 2-week hiatus and we weren't going to take another one, but we just did. So I lied. What else is new? It was for a, it wasn't for a good reason. But it's the reason that today we will be talking about the DMV. Probably the most annoying department in the government in our country that really has a lot of control over people's lives for some fucking reason.
They really grabbed you by the balls.
They just fuck you over. But as always, I'm here with my boy, Tony Mott.
Yo.
And on top of talking about the DMV, we will be smoking Marlboro Blacks. Which we looked it up.
Yeah, I'm just hearing about these. We saw these a few weeks ago, I think, and I can't believe you had them right next to your deli.
Well, that's where you saw them. We were in the deli, and you were like, "What the fuck are Marlboro Blacks?" And then you looked it up.
I can't believe that. So we looked them up, and they just happened to be cheaper, I think, cheaper tobacco and cheaper cigarettes. Just not as superior or just inferior to the Reds and the lights.
Yeah, I mean they.
Still well, Virginia
gold,
tobacco.
It's Marlboro Black Gold Pass.
Yeah.
So we're going to dive into those right now because I need a cigarette to explain all the shit that has happened to me in the past couple of weeks.
We're going to slug these down with a
couple of Modelos.
Modelo Especials.
In solidarity with... our Mexican brethren in Southern California who are being purged by the Gestapo to ripping people from their homes in this bullshit political climate we have in this fucking country right now, which is out of this world. But yeah, so. Oh, you opened the Modelo for me. You got a lighter over here?
Yeah.
I just saw your lighter.
Lighter right here, dude. We got the whole thing right here.
They got the black foil on it, too. Look at cool. that. But not a black
matte
cigarette.
Black.
not a black cigarette. Not like them Darjim. You ever smoke a Darjim Black? I used to smoke those in high
think
school.
So. With the whites, with the white thing on it?
Those things are apparently really bad for you, but they look so cool.
Am I crazy or those were the vanilla flavored?
They were like kind of vanilla flavored.
Word, okay.
They used to sell them at a fucking, what was the store on the corner of?
K2?
No, I have Xavier.
Oh, Xavier?
Cherry Valley? Cherry Valley?
No, Cherry Valley's the one at White
Stone. Terry's?
Yeah.
No, the one on the corner. Not the one across the street where you got the F.
Oh, Apple Valley. Apple Valley. Something Valley.
It was something Valley.
Was it Cherry Valley?
We got the bacon, egg, and cheese. But
that's Cherry Valley.
You're right about that. No, the one, remember, there was like the one with the blue awning right on the corner where the pigeon man guy used to hang outside of.
Yeah.
The guy with the in the fucking ghillie suit. Huh?
Where the F is?
That one.
Yeah, but not. No, that was the one across the street. I'm talking about the one on 16th Street.
That was Terry's. The one on 16th Street. The one on 16th Street, not before.
It had the blue
the corner.
It had
the giant one.
It had with the blue awning.
Yeah.
I forget.
Yeah. They used to make good bacon, egg, and cheeses, though.
Yeah, it's still open.
They used to charge you like $1.08 for an Arizona, which was fucking annoying as hell.
Well, dude, aren't Arizonas more expensive now?
Yeah, they're not 99 cents anymore.
How much are they? I haven't bought one in.
I think like they're $1 somewhere. I think I was at a gas station. I saw them for $1, but I think around
here.
I've
been noticing
they're
$2 or something.
I think around here they're like $1.50 or like $2.
But how do
they're probably $2.
Doesn't it still say 99 on it?
I think so. I don't know. They're probably $2 at Othello's because everything is expensive there now, but that's not their fault.
Shit.
That's the tariffs.
We're,
thanks, Obama.
Blue Valley.
Blue Valley. See, I knew it was a valley.
Yeah.
All right.
Blue Valley. What's
the F$6 when we were getting it?
Yeah, the F was. That was the F was.
The
sick.
F was at Blue Valley or
no? The
Terry's?
F was at Terry's.
Terry's, dude.
Blue Valley had a sandwich too.
They just had the bacon, egg, and cheeses that were really good.
Chicken cutlet one, no?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't know.
That was that, everyone got the F at Terry's.
That was I used to get the bacon, egg, and cheese with the hash browns on it at Blue Valley.
Those just the other that was crazy eating over there.
Fucking good, yeah.
Yeah, crazy eating. There was crazy eating going on over there.
$16
Oh, yeah. Definitely. That place is closed now.
I think a bacon, egg, and cheese with the hash browns on it at Blue Valley was like $3.50 or like $4 or some shit.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
That's insane.
What the fuck, Blue?
All right, but I'm lighting this up.
All right, do it up, dog.
And then let us begin. It tastes like a fucking Marlboro. Actually, low key tastes kind of better than a red, in my opinion.
It seems light. No, am I crazy?
Well, it's gold pack, so it's like light black.
So
it's light skin.
But is there black, silver?
I don't know. I don't know. They have so crazy? Many. They have so many colors of fucking Marlboros. I don't know what any of them are.
It smells crazy.
Does it? Like burnt rubber?
Poop?
Yeah, poop cigarette.
Yeah, this is just paper, dude. There's not tobacco in here.
Yeah, it's a poop cigarette. Well, that's basically what the DMV is, because they don't know what the fuck that is. It's just a bunch of people standing around with not a clue of how the hell to do their job. Hey, all right, but let's digress. Go ahead. Memorial Day weekend. Had a great weekend. Friend of mine I hadn't seen in a long time came to visit. I believe it was Monday night, Memorial Day. Stayed at the St. Regis because her brother works for Marriott. Got us a good deal there.
Okay.
Had a lovely time. Had dinner at the Monkey Bar. Hanging out at the St. Regis, drinking martinis at the King Cole Bar. Woke up Tuesday, and you know what I said, Matt? I said Spency's back.
Oh.
Yeah.
We all felt it at the barbecue.
People were talking.
People were talking.
They were talking that Spencer was back, but that would be a
meter.
Very,
the meter was
yeah.
Up
the meter. The meter. The meter went.
It was touching the green. It was touching the green.
The meter was like tantalating right in the. Oh, he's back. And then, I believe it was less than. I think it was like maybe 6 hours later. After I dropped her up at the airport, I drove to work, checked up on things, quick little couple hours at work, and then I was like, all right, I'm going home.
Yeah.
Now, prior to this, on Friday, I was pulled over coming home from the same place I was driving from in New Jersey on the job I'm currently on, and I was pulled over for not using my turn signal, which I thought just was standard in New Jersey, but apparently it's against the law.
Yeah.
And these guys were saying I had to do it 100 feet before I made the turn. I was like, okay, bro.
That can't be
And then law. When I gave my license to registration, he said my registration was suspended for not having insurance. I said, well, I don't get that because I have insurance right here. I said, oh, okay. He said, oh, okay. And he took the insurance and was like, give me a second. The sergeant comes over next to me. He's like, yeah, he just checked you out. You're good. Don't worry about it. Like, you'll be out of here shortly. I was like, okay, great. Thanks. Gave me my stuff back. He said, look, I have to give you the ticket because, like, the body cameras were on. So they know I said you don't have registration, but just... plead not guilty, you're good. They'll throw it out and it'll all get taken care of.
Did they give you the ticket for the 100 feet thing?
Yeah, it was like $80.
Oh, man.
But the other one, he's like, just throw it out. It'll be fine. So I was like, okay, thanks. But on Tuesday, when I was driving home, when I got to the Triborough Bridge, there was like an hour of traffic and maybe 30, like 40, the most cops I've ever seen on the Triborough Bridge. You thought, like, 9/11 just happened. It was fucking... The state troopers were out in their fucking 10-gallon hats thinking, like, they looked like hot shit. D-Techs, the Triborough Bridge cops, the NYPD, blah, blah, blah. And as I'm driving, one of the white shirt sergeants just points at my car and walkies over to pull me over.
Yeah, he got you good.
And I was like, okay, what
the fuck? He knew. He saw the dice.
I said, what the fuck is going on? The guy pulls me over. I give him the stuff. He comes back. And he says, yeah, your registration is suspended because you don't have insurance. I said, this happened to me on Friday. I don't know what's going on, but I have insurance right here. And I tried to give it to him. He said, I can't accept that. We got to do whatever the DMV tells us on the computer. So we will be taking your car from you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
So they took my car from me on the Triborough Bridge.
Meter's teetering.
put me in a paddy wagon. I said, can you drop me off in Astoria because that's where I live? And the guy said, no. And they took me to Harlem. They gave me a bunch of papers and did not tell. They said, call this number and that's they'll have your car. So I was like, okay. I called the number the next day. They don't have my car yet. I take a bus to go to the DMV in Harlem, and as I'm crossing the Triborough Bridge, my car is still sitting on the fucking side of the Triborough Bridge with the window
waving.
Yeah, with the window open as it's like about to have a monsoon. So like the goal of that day was I was trying to find out who has the keys so I could tell them to fucking roll the window up.
Was your car wet?
No, it was good. It was fine.
Okay.
But so then I get to the DMV in Harlem, and the guy won't let me in because I don't have an appointment. To which I said, well, what happened to the standby line? And they're like, oh, we got rid of that. You need an appointment. So me and like three other people are standing there screaming like, you have to let us in. They took our, like, this happened to other people too. They're like, well, they took our cars from us at like 6 o'clock last night. Like, how am I going to get an appointment? Guy's like, I don't make the rules. Not my problem. Blah, blah, blah.
Everyone's smoking blacks.
Yeah. Smoking Newports up there. And so then he's not letting me in. And the next thing I think of was to go to the DMV down on 31st Street because it's fucking huge. And maybe like they have a standby. Maybe they still have the standby line. I go there. There's no standby line. Same shit. They're like, you need an appointment to get in. I'm screaming. I'm like screaming at the guy at this point. And then some dude who's leaving sticks his head back in the window and he says, just keep refreshing online. You might get an appointment because people cancel and then they pop up again.
Yeah.
So they turned, you know, going to the DMV like buying fucking Nikes.
Yeah, yeah.
You're gonna like refreshing the fucking
sneakers app
to try to get an appointment, which I did. I got an appointment that happened in like 30 minutes. So I take a cab up, and I'm like stressing. The guy was just like, "You seem like you're having a bad day."
Meter's teetering. Yeah,
meter is dropping, dropping, dropping.
It's in the yellow.
Yeah, it's about to be in the red.
Yeah.
And then I just like tell him everything that's going on. He's like, "Oh, that sucks." So I get back to Harlem. I show the fucking prick who wouldn't let me in before that I have an appointment. His first thing is, "Damn, how'd you get an appointment today?" Like he was fucking surprised. And then a lady outside is, you know, saying the same thing I was saying to him before. Like, how can you not let us in? Like, they took my car from me yesterday. And then I stick my head out the back of the window as I'm walking in and says, just keep refreshing online. You might get an appointment because that's how I got mine.
The new DMV commercial. Yeah. That's what they're saying.
And by the way, the appointment is not even to, like, walk into the DMV and, like, get served.
Yeah,
you still have to get the number
and wait.
And if you're refreshing online for people canceling their appointments because they're not going to show up, that's why you had the standby line for people who don't have appointments to just walk in if there's availability.
Yeah.
It's so these people think
just
they're
to screw you.
Yeah. These people think like, oh, this is more efficient, but like it's not. It's like the stupidest thing imaginable. What if you don't have a fucking phone?
Yeah.
How you can get an appointment?
Yeah.
Discrimination against the elderly. Just like the fucking Metro cards and the subway. Like, oh, you need a smartphone to fucking get on the subway
now? You need a smartphone to rent a U-Haul now.
You need a smartphone to take a shit now. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, put your Apple Pay against the thing to go in a bathroom.
And so then I get into the DMV. They give me the number, so I'm obviously going to be waiting there for 30 minutes. And then when I'm sitting down, the lady sits down next to me and says, thank you so much for telling me that because I just got an appointment. I was like, oh, yeah, thanks. Like, no problem. Like, somebody just told me. So I finally get called up. I'm told, you know, look, I said, these people, the cops took my car from me yesterday because you're suspended my insurance, which I did not know about because I have not received any, like, letter or anything. This is the first thing I'm hearing of. And you're saying I don't have insurance. I have insurance right here. I tried showing it to them. And they were like, oh, we can't accept the insurance from you. It has to be from your insurance company.
Mm.
But but on a side note, they can accept the insurance from you because you're allowed to go online and upload it yourself and clear it up. But you can't give it to them in person. Like, what sense does that make?
Yeah.
That's so dumb. So... Then I'm like, I'm bitching and moaning a little bit more. And then I say, okay, well, how do I get my car back when I get, like, you know, this cleared up? And they were like, we don't know. And I was just like, yeah, okay, great. Thanks a lot.
No one knows.
They're like, we don't know. Yeah, talk about cheap fuckers. Like, the bottom of the barrel employees working at the Marlboro Blacks.
I wonder, government employees
working at the DMV.
Yeah, that controls
everybody's fucking lives who has a car. Because on the side, like, you fucking do need a car in this stupid ass country, because the subways suck. They built them 150 years ago. They won't, like, fix them. They fucked over trains everywhere in this country. So, like, it's just all reliant on cars. But in order to have a car, you have to deal with the dumbest crop of people on the face of the earth.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
No, I feel you, dude. They screwed you. I wonder how many people they got that day, actually.
They got a lot. Because...
And what was that for? Did you ever find that? Was that even in the news?
I kept looking up news things, and there was news things about NYPD task force tasked with fucking cracking down on ghost plates impounds 1,000 vehicles.
Oh,
in, like,
my
a
God.
Day. But, like, half of those probably aren't, you know, people breaking the law. It's just people who are, you know, they're getting over all these fucking technicalities. Like me, I didn't know about it.
Right.
And there was a guy I was, like, outside the DMV with before in the morning who, you know, he was, like, saying the same. I said what happened to me. He was like, oh, that happened to me, too. And I was like, yeah, fuck this shit. And so the next step of that day was I walked to Randall's. I tried to walk on to Randall's Island on the Triborough Bridge to go try to find who had the keys to my car. It was still there. And I'm walking around. I go to the fucking...
Were that line of cops still there?
No. This was like...
So this was just a one-day thing.
Yeah. Well, it happened again. I was driving home from work like a couple weeks later. They were doing it again in the Bronco.
Oh,
they didn't pull me over. But I'm on Randall's Island at, like, the Triborough Bridge and Tunnel Authority. Like, hey, my car is on the bridge. Like, who is in charge of it? Because, like, I want to roll my window up because it's about to fucking rain. And he's like, oh, I don't know. This is just an office building. You got to, like, go around the back and, like, go down there. And he's like, sent me to a building of, like, the Parks Department.
Oh.
It's like, these guys aren't going to fucking help me. So I'm walking around Randall's Island like a fucking moron for, like, 3 hours. and then I was talking to Marty because he has a friend from Greenpoint who's a cop who was, like, trying to, like, get some intel for me. He tells me that the 46th precinct are the people who are in possession of my car. 46 precincts in the Bronx.
Oh, man.
So I get back home. I get back over here. The woman my mom babysits for said she would let me borrow her car to, like, drive to the Bronx and, like, go look around for, like, try to do some investigations.
Look for your car.
Yeah, to look for my car. So I drove to the precinct and I'm like, I got all these papers. I'm like talking to some cop in there. He's like, oh, what do you need? I was like, well, I'm fucking somebody from this precinct took my car yesterday and the DMV won't tell me how to get it back. I want to know if he knows how to get it fucking back. Because the DMV kept saying, you have to surrender your plates. You have to surrender your plates. And I was like, how do I surrender my plates if I don't have my fucking car? And they're like, oh, we don't know. We don't know.
This is like the Diddy thing for that show he had at MTV. Where it's like, oh, you're going to have to go to the Bronx. You're going to have to go to the Bronx.
Yeah, it's like, the DMV is like,
Mercedes. Yeah.
The DMV said, you're going to want to go to, well, if you want your car back, you're going to have to go to the Bronx. Get me a set of left-handed golf clubs.
You're going to have to bring a sandwich here.
So I'm in the lobby of the precinct, and then the cop comes there. Then the guy goes, oh, I know this dude. And he goes upstairs, and the cop who took my car from me is down there.
Oh,
and then I'm talking to him in, like, the atrium of the precinct. Like, okay, hi, you took my car from me last night. He's like, yeah, I remember. He's like, okay, well, like, you gave me all these papers. The DMV won't tell me how to get it back. And he's like, you have to, and I was like, they keep telling me to surrender my plates. And he's like, this is the paper that you give them. And I was like, oh, give who?
Yeah.
And he's like, this is the paper you give the DMV to say that you're to surrender your plates. I was like, well, can I get my plates back? He's like, oh, no, we already surrendered them.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, bro. Well, you could have told me this, like, yesterday when you took my fucking car from me. You just handed me some papers that said move along.
Damn.
Like a fucking stormtrooper.
Yeah.
So and then, like, I was already at the DMV. I can't go back. And then I'm like, fucking, he's like, I'm sorry. He's like, you know, I'm sorry. It's been a hassle for you. It's like, you know, And I was like, yeah, I know. You're just doing your job because, like, that's his fucking job is to just make people's lives miserable with all this stupid shit. And then I drove to the impound to try to – I thought I had to I'll say what he told me is surrendering the plates. I have to re-register the car. That's when you started helping me. Like, basically, I was told that I have to re-register the car.
Right, right.
So I thought there was a something in the car that I needed to re-register it. So I drive to the impound. And the impound, I walk into the office of the impound. Same guy I saw at 7 o'clock in the morning at the DMV. He's, like, standing in the lobby. He's like, hey, what's up? Yeah. And then I'm just, like, dapping him up. Like,
it's for life.
Yeah. And then his wife, it's like they took his wife's car, and his wife has no idea what's going on. And then I explain to them everything that I have learned throughout the day on how they can get their car back. And she's like, oh, thank you. Like, I should be fucking running for mayor because I'm
should have got all these guys on here to talk.
I should be fucking running for mayor. I'm on the ground helping New Yorkers figure out how to like how they can rectify these problems that all these assholes in charge are just like shitting on everybody with. So, I go to the impound, and I'm like, "Is my car here?" And they're like, "No, it's at Yankee Stadium."
Wow.
It's like, bruh. So then I got to drive over to fucking Yankee Stadium to some parking garage. Next to Stan's bar that like some Mexicans are hanging out in, and they speak no English. I'm like, I'm here to open my car, and they're like, oh, see, Mercedes. And then I go upstairs. My car's like in a fucking prison in a garage, no plates on it. And I go in. I was looking for the document. It wasn't there. It was actually here. So, but whatever. I saw my car. I had to make sure it was still, you know, in one piece, even though they fucked up the door with the trim falling off and shit. So. That was the end of day one. I believe day two is when you came into play.
Yeah.
When you came and picked me up, and then we went up to Rockland County to that offsite DMV place my dad told me about.
Right.
If you have, and here's a little piece of information for anybody listening. If you have any quarrels or problems to get rectified with the DMV, and you can't get an appointment. If you have access to another car or somebody with a car, you can drive up to White Plains or Rockland County and go to a place called Easy Drive. It's ran by Hasidic Jews, which, kind of makes sense. Like, the only other people who have access to the government DMV computer that can, like, help you some is
Hey-o.
The Hasidics. I don't know. Call spade a spade. But we drove up there. Walked in, I said, when you were sitting right behind me, when I said, I'd like to re-register my vehicle, and the lady said, the DMV has flagged this for an insurance lapse, and I tell her, yeah, I know, that's what they told me yesterday. I called my insurance, they sent over my insurance, I tried to fucking give the DMV my insurance, but they won't accept it from me, so my insurance company sent it over. And it's all a misunderstanding, because I have a piece of paper right here from my insurance company saying, I've been insured since March 1st. And that's when the woman says, yeah, well, you're still suspended. You have to wait 56 days to
56 register. Nights.
Yeah, 56 nights. You got to get
crazy.
Got to go 56 nights crazy with no car before crazy, you drive again. Me. And I remember you were laughing.
I'm dying laughing. When I'm sitting there. Everyone's asking. People are walking in. Are you online? I'm like, no, I'm waiting for that guy. And they're all asking, and then they say, all of a sudden she's whispering, but all of a sudden I hear 56, and yeah. I'm like, no way.
I was livid.
Turns around and looks at me pissed.
Livid. And then we had to go do the fucking, figure out the search and rescue mission, because the impound charges you $70 a day to keep your car there.
Oof.
I can't drive it out because they won't give me fucking license plates. So we went over to figure out. If
it's just getting worse. Yeah. Worse.
So we went over to figure out if I can call a tow truck to come and tow the car out of the impound and bring it to Tony's garage.
To my house. Yeah, I have a garage. Garage.
Rich motherfucker. So then we were in the car. I was calling my boy from work when I was telling him the whole situation. He just went, that's fucking retarded.
Yeah.
And then he was like, yeah, call this guy. And, we called the tow truck. Oh, yeah, because the impound, when I asked, oh, you guys tow cars. Yeah, we don't go to Brooklyn, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah, go fucking figure. And then.
fully in the red here.
Yeah. So I called the tow truck, scheduled the pickup for the next day to get the car. I had to pay like $600 just to get the car out of the impound, and then $500 for the fucking tow truck. But in the long run, saved me about, like, what? We did the calculation, saved me about, like, $1,000. So it was well worth it.
Yeah.
To get the car out and bring it into Tony's garage, where it's been sitting for a couple of weeks until the other day, because during the weeks we were trying to clear up the suspension. Because online they say if you have a suspension with insurance, you could clear it up with giving us your insurance, which is what I've been trying to do since day one, because I fucking have it. And my dad was like calling, like doing research, and he finally talked to somebody at like the DMV in Albany on the phone,
right,
who was just like, oh yeah, he's like, the insurance, these people are, the guy said, these people are so stupid, they fuck up all the time. And it's like, okay, if you know that these people are fucking up all the time with shit that is like very, you know, detrimental to people's livelihoods,
right,
why are they still there? Like, is there like a, can we get like a fucking aptitude test? Doing, like the fucking Instagram thing where it's like, can you move all these blocks from this one to that one? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Where it's like the brain games. It's like if you can,
you
can like move all these blocks to this pole without moving these blocks back, like you're smart. Like, make the fucking people at the DMV do that.
Yeah.
So he told us, yeah, like, just, like, go online, fill it out, wait for the insurance, and then it should clear up. And then one of these, like, couple days, I think it was last week, the suspension went away, and I went back to Easy Drive and re-registered my car.
Yeah.
And
you're back in.
And I'm back, and I got the, well, I'm not back, but the car's back, because I would have been back, but of course today.
Not back.
Of course today, I go to the gym for, like, the first time in forever with my friend who let me in. She belongs to that stupid climbing gym in Williamsburg.
You were climbing today?
No, I was just lifting. but shout out Adriana. Thanks for the guest pass. And I'm fucking working out, and I forgot some Travis Scott song was playing. It just kept like skipping the beat. So I'm like, okay, I took it out of my pocket. I thought like sweat was getting on it. I like wipe it off. I put it on the floor, and then dumbbell bench pressing, I put the dumbbells down on the ground, and I look to make sure, like, you know, I don't put the dumbbell on my phone, because that would be bad. And then 5 minutes later, I go to pick my phone up, the fucking screen just won't turn on.
Boom.
Screen just broke.
God.
So now, after, you know, after what? After the phone stolen thing years ago, I got insurance on my phone, so you just pay like $100. And some guy, what time is it? It's, 15 minutes, actually. Is supposed to be the window of when the guy is supposed to show up to fix the phone. They told me 5 and 7, which is a lot better than, you know, the usual one to like 8 o'clock at night.
Right.
So that's nice. But yeah. So I'm not back.
Not back. In the red still.
Very much in the red. But that's what I mean. That's just me in America for you, because I think this country is like is about to be really in the red. World War III is about to start. We got fucking Israel. Israel's just bombing Iran, saying, oh, they started it, but they didn't. Israel started it because they're trying to drag us into a war. They're saying, I saw on Twitter today, they said, you know, oh, the U.S. gave us the green light to bomb Iran. Like, okay, yeah, go figure. Fucking Netanyahu fled to Greece immediately. If the 300 Spartans are out there somewhere, you know what to do.
Yeah,
it's fucking ridiculous. We got the ice raids and fuck it. Oh my god, weren't we talking about Andor a couple weeks ago?
Yeah,
we got
Andor.
We got Andor in real life going on in fucking California. The Compton massacre going on,
with
all these guys just beating the shit out of people in the middle of the streets. We got the Marines being deployed on to U.S. soil. Which apparently is against the law, because the Insurrection Act was not invoked. So sending the army to go deal with civilians, another thing that this guy Trump is doing illegal. It's all fucking bullshit.
Everyone's getting screwed over, dude.
Yeah, all the politicians are like, oh, we only fly American flags on this. We only fly American flags on U.S. soil. But then, you know. The fucking Iran thing happens, and every single one of these people is tweeting, oh, we stand with Israel, we stand with Israel, we stand with Israel. So, you know.
Hey, what's
you,
new?
Yeah, hopefully these guys are all in fucking Israel's pocket. But, you know, they'll probably drone strike my house soon, because they got the Alex Karp dude and the Palantir installing the AI surveillance state to determine who is a threat, using AI to determine what civilians may pose a threat to the American government. It's basically that movie Minority Report with Tom Cruise. My good friend Steven Spielberg directed it. Shout out, Steve.
Great guy.
Great guy. One of the flyest guys I've ever seen on set. And yeah, it's just totally fucked.
Yeah, all these movies are real, dude.
They're all real. Fucking Andor's real. Minority Report's real. We got fucking...
Yeah, Andor came out at the perfect time.
Perfect time. I mean, I'm watching this shit on Twitter, and it's fucking ridiculous. They're just beating the shit out of people for no reason. Also, keep in mind, I mean, it's a touchy subject, illegal immigration and all this stuff, because, you know, it is a little bit of a problem when you got all these guys coming into the... all these people flocking to the country, but that's because, you know, the U.S. has fucked up their countries with the war on drugs for decades now. So, God forbid, these people on Twitter are bitching and moaning about, like, the Muslim population in Canada and, like, London. Well, what do you think? What have you been doing to the Middle East for the past thousands of years? Just bombing these people's homes. They got to go somewhere. You won't let them live where they were, so they got to go somewhere. Like, it's all your fault. It's all your fault. And then they want to say, oh, these guys. It's ridiculous. And well, keep in mind, I believe I had my, if we had Mike Wolf here to stat check, I'm pretty sure Obama deported more illegal immigrants than Trump ever did. And he did it without this, like sending in the fucking Gestapo to just break into the Home Depot and fucking snatch guys out of aisle 6. And like, you're out of here, pal.
Or just tourists, even just tourists on the street.
They had a fucking Chilean woman in Times Square.
I saw that, yeah.
I mean, that's what I think the whole shit on the bridge was about.
Maybe.
I think the bridge shit was fucking...
just looking for people.
Looking for illegals.
Yeah, maybe.
Definitely. Because they're using... I don't know. Everything ICE thing I've seen in New York, they're like using the cops to do it.
Who knows? Who knows? I mean, it's not like, you know... I just saw a video. Matt just showed me a video about them, about like a bunch of people just pressing ICE while they were there, and they're just all in masks and
They're all masked.
AR-15s, or whatever the fuck they're carrying, and they're just standing there. They can't do anything.
It's like the KKK. No shit, they hide their masks because they don't want people to know who they are. But like, they're fucking government employees, like
Gestapo.
Yeah, the Gestapo. Yeah, we've come to take the Mexicans from the Home Depot. Yeah, like these fucking pieces of shit. It's so angry.
Yeah, I mean, I've been noticing also Home Depots and all those places are way less packed with our
workers. They're packed in Jersey.
Oh, Jersey?
I keep going to the Home Depot. I have to go to the Home Depot like every day for work.
Oh, the Lowe's and Home Depot by me, none of those Latinos are there anymore looking for work.
Yeah, because they're got to hide. They got to hide from the Gestapo. These guys are fucking everywhere. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's this. Someone knocking.
It might be the guy to fix my phone early.
Okay.
Let me go check.
All right. Get a new phone here.
New phone.
All right. Maybe today that meter goes to green. The start.
You don't fucking ground. Get on the fucking ground.
Yo.
Fucking radical. I'm an American citizen.
Yo.
I'm an American citizen. Get on the fucking ground, you radical liberal pussy. I'm an American citizen.
Yo, no way. That was nuts.
Boys, the king is here.
I think,
the king
oh my god.
Don't worry about a thing. Don't worry about a thing.
I think Spence just got taken.
You're goddamn right. That fat radical liberal pussy got taken. Not on my watch. Not on my watch will I have any of this. These fake news being spewed all over the internet. Not on my watch. Spencer is smoking, is no more, but I hear they got really good audio equipment down in El Salvador, so maybe Spencer is stroking Esteban's cock in the prison cell will be the new hit podcast coming to Spotify in a internet near you.
Mr. Trump, why would you take it? How did you know?
I am not Mr. Trump. I am President Trumpet. King Trumpet. That is my, and Tony Montz, you are okay. You're leaving freely. Going back to Italy, we're going to let you go. It's okay, but not these pussies, not these radical liberal pussies who are beseeching my name. I am trying to make America great again, especially in California, like the great Albert Hammond song, "It never rains in Southern California, but girl, don't they warn you, it's gonna pour tear gas in the street if you don't get in line."
But how did you know that Spencer was, I mean, did you just listen to the pod and you just thought, okay, yeah, we got to get rid of this guy?
I have friends everywhere giving me all the info I need to smash this insurgency in the butt, no matter where it's coming. If it's coming in the streets, if it's coming on the radio waves, I will be taking care of it.
But what about the American free speech?
The only free speech is me being allowed to say whatever I want, especially allowing Israel to do whatever they want. My good friend, Big Benny, he's taking care of that Iran problem once and for all. Thank God he wants American troops helping on the streets of Tehran. But I'm sorry, Big Benny, we got a little bit of a problem on La Brea Boulevard in Los Angeles. I don't think I can spare any infantry. They're waiting online at the Supreme on Fairfax. They're dropping some very hot new Gore-Tex urban camo, which they're going to need because it's going to get real wet down there when it's raining blood, the blood of Mexicans. You know what? If you want some new troops, let's bring the Mexicans back. If you want citizenship, go to Israel. Die for Israel, defending their freedoms and killing Iran. I'll grant you citizenship for a hefty fee of $5 million and the heads and the scalps of any Muslim you can find. That's the price. I have said it. I don't need to, and I don't need congressional approval to do it. After my big, beautiful bill got passed with no help from that pesky immigrant Elon Musk, that fat prick, I can do whatever I want because I am the king. I am the king. I am King Trumpet. No more president. I am the king.
So King Trumpet, should the American people be worrying about a third world war?
No. It's all going to be fine. It's all going to be peaceful. I'm going to make a couple of deals because I'm the king. I'm the king of making deals. I wrote a book about it, The Art of the Deal. They have nothing they can do to stop me. My will is stronger. My resolve is pure. And America will be reorganized into the first galactic empire. Coming to a world near you, it's going to be great, folks. It's going to be good. We're going to dress those ice agents up in fancy new white armor. And I'm going to call them stormtroopers because they're going to be storming the gates of Lowe's and Home Depot, snatching up anybody we can find. They're going to be storming the college campuses, finding anybody protest, any 16-year-old with a banner. You're out of here. To El Salvador. Maybe you can hold a boom mic for Spencer is stroking, because that's the only job you're ever going to get again, buddy.
Oh,
but don't worry, Tony Motz, you're leaving. You're leaving purely out of free will. We're going to let you go to Italy.
Yeah, I'm happy you're letting me.
Don't worry about it. But, you know, if I hear any Italians in the street screaming, "We want a visa, not a pizza," I'm going to get very mad, and I'm going to come crawling to Rome on a horse like the great Emperor Nero, and I might fuck it afterwards. I don't know. It depends on if it's a beautiful Italian stallion like Rocky Balboa, Sylvester Stallone, my good friend. He's in charge of fixing Hollywood in America. We're going to tariff all foreign films. No more French New Wave. We want America. America movies made in America by Americans, distributed in China to make all the money, because that's where the money is, folks. But it's going to be tariffed, and we're going to have a lot of it, because I know what I'm doing. You can hear me. Don't you hear me? I really know what I'm doing.
You sound serious.
I'm very serious. I'm always serious.
Yeah, I don't know. But I mean, I guess I should trust you.
Yes, everyone should trust me. 40 more years, that's how long you're going to trust me. I'm going to live forever. I've been dealing a lot with the tech moguls in Silicon Valley. They're keeping me alive. As you can see, I look healthier than ever. I didn't fall down that stairs on the airplane. I was simply levitating. It's a new trick I can pull. The force is with me, and I'm going to use it to swiftly save this country from all the nasty, nasty illegals that are plaguing this land. It's going to be free for the white man once again, just like the 60s.
Oh, my Lord. Okay, well, Mr. Trump.
But how are you? How are you, Tony? How is the Marlboro Blacks? I'm, even though I've been listening, I've been listening in a remote van down the block. I hear these are pretty cheap cigarettes.
They're okay. I don't want to say anything bad about
them. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't do anything. I have the strongest mind of all time. Can't you see? Look at my hair. It's hiding my massively big, beautiful brain. The big, beautiful brain that came up with the big, beautiful bill. Everything I do is beautiful. Have you seen my daughter, Ivana? She's so beautiful, so hot. Ooh, those luscious lips. I love them so much.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. Talk to your daughter like that.
Yes, I do, all the time. Especially at the pool in Mar-a-Lago.
Do you have any of those documents for real at your house?
They are in my bathroom. I use them as toilet paper because it really helps my itchy bottom when I'm needing for a scratch. I keep them right next to the Epstein documents, which you will never see because too many people are compromised. Big important people are compromised. We can't let the American people know, or it will cause chaos. As you can see, there's chaos everywhere, and we need to trim the chaos in the butt. We need to make it peaceful, just like we got to make Iran peaceful. Those guys, they got nukes everywhere. They're selling nukes on every street corner. We got to get rid of those nukes, and we got to give them to Big Benny. Big Benny needs the nukes. He's a smart guy. He'll know what to do with them.
Should we not be worried about this then at all?
Don't be worried.
You seem pretty content about what's going on.
Oh, I have a very good handle on anything. Tony Montz, trust me. I am the king. That is why they elected me king.
So in terms of trying to get Spencer back, is that ever going to be
possible? That's not happening. He is Spencer. Okay. Spencer was almost back, but he's for sure never coming back now. He's in El Salvador. That's the place that everybody goes to never come back. Him and Esteban, they're going to have a great life together in that cell, making a great podcast about masturbation. Oh, it's going to look. Spencer is stroking. That's his new show. He's stroking everybody in that prison cell. All those sweaty El Salvadorians and those sweaty Mexicans I'm sending there. A lot of them being American citizens. But I don't care because they don't like America. You don't like America? Go back to where you came from. Even if Ronald Reagan fucked it all up 30 years ago, you got to deal with it, buddy. I'm sorry. That's just the way the cookie crumbles.
Oh, well, you must be doing something right. Your voters like you a lot, so.
I know they do. That's why I'm here, and that's why I'm never going anywhere. And I actually have to get back to all my important work dealing with running my new empire. So thanks, everyone, for tuning in to Spencer is Smoking. You can find Spencer is Stroking on a Spotify website coming to you soon once we check him into El Salvador. But other than that, we're signing off today. Thank you, Tony. Have fun in Italy.
Thank you, King Trumpet.
Yes, and you don't worry. You're good in my book, Tony.
Thank you.
Paid the $5 million to get your American citizen gold card. You are very good.
I did. I keep it in my garage.
Beautiful boy. You beautiful American citizen. Thank you so much. Bye-bye, folks.